road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to The Drive. I hope your school year is going along great. And if you haven't started yet, I hope you are so excited to meet those little babies as they roll through your doors and change lives, because you get to do that every day. I just want to take a few minutes today, and this may be a little shorter than the normal podcast. I don't know. We'll see. But this past weekend, I had the opportunity to attend iPadPalooza at the University of Oklahoma. It was a phenomenal conference, and the lady who organized it, Ann Beck, just did a great job with everything. It was well done. It was awesome to be asked to participate, both to help her organize it and to lead some sessions. I got to see people I don't normally get to see. I got to meet new people that I've only seen on social media. So it was a great conference, and there were great ideas. And she closed the conference when she organized it. She closed the conference with little 5-minute Ignite talks, like little mini TED talks, and they were absolutely one of my most favorite things, because people got to share their passions. And so from those, Wes Fryer, who's absolutely brilliant, he talked about inside-outside sharing and what that looks like with his with students, and just a real quick sum up, and I won't do it justice. He's much more eloquent than I, but he talked about how inside sharing is when the students create things that kind of digital creations or whatever, but creations that sort of stay inside that ecosystem of the classroom that aren't necessarily out and about for everybody to see. So they show off their knowledge and they show off their learning by basically sharing, like on Edmodo or Google Classroom or kind of whatever that inside classroom management is. The parents may or may not have access to it, depending on what's set up or not set up or what check mark has been ticked off on the thing. The outside sharing then comes when students have the opportunity to share what they're doing with those outside their classroom, intentionally outside their classroom. So not just parents, but the whole entire world, specific authors or scientists or mathematicians or whoever. And so that's the outside sharing part. And that's really interesting to me, because with inside and outside sharing, that's a huge part of your classroom. So how do you manage all that? How do you organize it? How do you do it? And Wes Fryer is a phenomenal point of contact for you if you want to know more on organizing all of that. He's got great, great, great ideas. Then his wife did her 5-minute Ignite talk, and Shelley Fryer, when I talk with her about what she does, I want to cry and hold her hand and hug her. But she works with homeless students in a school set up just for them, and all of the things that are involved with that. And so trying to get those kids to understand that she is there for them, and she is going to love them, and that school is going to support them, and that school is going to be there for them, and yes, they can learn, and yes, they can do it, and yes, you know, they matter, and it's important to, that is so critical. It's so critical what she does, and she's amazing. And again, she would be much more eloquent than I, but the things that she does with her kids inside that room is off the charts. And she brings in the technology, and they have the opportunity to do podcasts, and they create stuff. Like, I mean, she is an angel. There's no other way to say it. And what her work is so, oh gosh, I don't know that I could do it. And she does it with such a loving heart. I'm just in awe. And then John actually came next, and his is the one I want to focus on a little bit. And he talked about how you matter, from Angela Myers, and I'm going to come back to his in a second, because I really think his was my favorite, and because without the you matter piece, nothing else happens. Josh Flores, I think, was next, or maybe I got John and Josh backwards, but Josh talked about how it's sometimes you just got to cut loose of stuff, and you know, when do you jump? When do you take that next step? You know, when do you look around you and go, I need to surround myself with people that are making me better? And he had a great quote, which I'm totally going to not get right, but it was something along the lines of, of, you know, I don't know very much, but I know that I can do this. You know, it's the old John, is it John Smalley from Saturday Night Live, you know, where he's looking in the mirror, he's like, you know, people may not like me, but doggone it, I look good, or whatever it is that he used to say. So Josh had a similar message, so equally important. You've got to surround yourself with people that are going to challenge you to get better, to improve. You got to surround yourself with people who are exciting. You've got to surround yourself with people who push back in a way that builds personal growth, not necessarily a negative, super critical way, but as in a critique, like this is where I see you could have done better, and that's important, because without that, how do you grow? And then it ended with Tyler Bridges from Clinton talking about David and Goliath, and how our kids are Davids. They're little kiddos. They know that there's a world out there for them to conquer, but they've got to trust the fact that they've got the tools to do it. David had the tools to bring down Goliath. David had the tools, he had the knowledge, he had the skill to bring down Goliath. He just had to do it. He had to take that step and walk into that thing. And so that's what was his message. Our kids need to understand they've got the skills, they've got the tools, they've got the training, they've got the knowledge. Now they need to go out and do it. They need to do what they know how to do and follow those steps. So all of them were really good. The thing, though, is it all comes back to what Mr. Atchley said with the You Matter, and it comes back to Angela Meyer's big deal, is You Matter. Because, and again, this is another, I'm going to mess this up, but John said something along the lines of, you know, I don't need somebody that can teach. I need somebody that can build relationships. I can find teachers. I can't always find somebody that's willing to build relationships. Because without the relationship piece, any of those other things can happen. None of them. You've got to have that relationship to start working with those kids, to start doing all the teaching. They have to understand that they truly matter, that they're important, that they are loved. And if they don't feel that, Shelly can't do what she does. Wes can't encourage the sharing that he encourages. The You Matter piece is huge. The students don't feel like Davids if they don't know they matter. They don't know when to jump and find a support system that builds them up and sends them out, even though they may not know everything, unless somebody has told them they matter. And so for me personally, that's my opinion, and feel free to disagree. And I'm not trying to say that anybody of that group is better or worse than the other one. They are. My goal is one day to be one of those guys. They're all phenomenal. And so I just was struck by that, though. You matter. Because if your kids don't recognize that when they walk into the room that they matter, then there's a problem there. And learning becomes infinitely more difficult. They've got to walk in. And I'm not saying it's got to be all rainbows and unicorns. That's difficult, you know, to do every single day. But the kids need to do, they need to recognize they matter. I know that I've worked with teachers who I think are quite stern and strict. But the kids felt like they mattered in there, and they would go to the ends of the freaking earth for some of these teachers. I know I was perceived that way with some of the kids, you know, that I just required too much from them, but they knew they mattered to me. So without that piece, without that critical piece, the teaching is a challenge. It's a challenge. So the goal here, the thing that the takeaway I want to leave you with is what can you do this year as you're starting your school year off, as you're getting your kids into their normal routines, as you're developing your habits and your classroom rituals? How are you going to ensure that all of your students feel like they matter? And that's hard, especially now some of these classes are ginormous. But how can you do it? How can you make those kids understand that they matter? How can you help those kids understand that they're important, that their work has meaning, that there's value in their being? And how can you bring that out of them in a way that blows everybody away? How do you do that? So I know the hashtag You Matter is out there in social media, and that's a good place to start looking. There's going to be some great ideas out there. Look at, go do a search for Angela Meyers. on the interwebs. She is out there as well. She's got a lot of good things that she's had to say about that, and I believe she's got a TED Talk as well. She's really good. So take that step, and if you don't follow some of the, you know, these people that I've just listed on social media in some fashion, you're missing out. Even if you don't teach in Oklahoma, these are quality, amazing, super awesome people. And it would make you a better teacher just from the ideas that you would pick up from them. So, you know, and that's the deal today. You matter. And how can you convey that to your students? How can they internalize that so that they know that they feel it? You know, what's that look like for you? I don't know, because we're all different, and that's okay. So there you go. You matter. And you guys listening to this podcast, you matter. I thank you for taking time out of your day to do that. And I hope you have the most wonderful year. And as always, be brilliant. I can't wait to get on the road again.